Murder by the Book by Rex Stout. Copyright 1951 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Murder by the Book was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1995 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. Something remarkable happened that cold Tuesday in January. Inspector Kramer, with no appointment, showed up a little before noon at Nero Wolfe's old brownstone on West 35th Street, and after I had ushered him into the office and he had exchanged greetings with Wolfe and lowered himself into the red leather chair, he said right out, "I dropped in to ask a little favor." What was remarkable was his admitting it. From my chair at my desk, I made an appropriate noise. He sent me a sharp glance and asked if I had something. "No, sir," I told him courteously, "I'm right on top. You just jolted that out of me. So many times I've seen you come here for a favor and try to bullet or twist it, it was quite a shock." I waved it away tolerantly. "Skip it." His face, chronically red, deepened a shade. His broad shoulders stiffened, and the creases spreading from the corners of his gray-blue eyes showed more as the eyelids tightened. Then, deciding I was playing for a blurt, he controlled it. "Do you know," he asked, "whose opinion of you I would like to have?" "Darwin's. Where were you while evolution was going on?" "Stop brawling," Wolfe muttered at us from behind his desk. He was testy, not because he would have minded seeing either Kramer or me draw blood, but because he always resented being interrupted in the middle of a London Times crossword.